everybody, to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show, featuring Dr. Carolyn Dean. Join Dr. Dean for the next 2 hours, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders, also known as Ginny Almighty. Join Dr. Dean as she shares with us her vast range of experience, knowledge, talent, and wisdom. Phone lines are now open, and we'll be taking your calls from around the world and here in the USA.
All right. Welcome, everybody, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting humankind with universal love and uniting the world with Dr. Carolyn Dean, who is the essence of love herself. She is just one of the most wonderful and amazing women and such a loving being, so generous of her time, talent, and treasure, one of the biggest gift givers everywhere she goes. She carries gifts with her to give to people. I'm serious about that. And one of the most amazing gifts that she's offered all of us is the gift of health, vitality, and well-being. And she carries that with her too, in her heart and in her wisdom and in her words, which she's willing to impart with to anyone who is open and willing to hear about how you can use the natural assets that Mother Nature has provided us here in this glorious, wonderful world that we live in, and use those assets to your benefit so that you can improve your health, vitality, and well-being. And not only is she a doctor and a naturopath and an author, a best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, not only well-known here in the United States, but translated into many languages around the world. I don't even think we've ever really counted how many languages, but quite a few, you know, I don't know, a couple hundred, I would imagine. Well, I think there's 215 countries that we ship to, so maybe there's not that many languages, but I know it's been translated quite a bit. And on top of that, she's got Kindle, she's got 17 free ebooks that we offer our customers and radio listeners at drcarolyndeanlive.com. You can go to the free ebook tab at the top of that website and download 17 free different ebooks, including the Future Health Now Encyclopedia, which is a compendium of 101 different health conditions that can be treated with natural cures every single thing you can imagine. I mean, she's incredible. And she's here today to talk to you for the next 2 hours, to chat with you through our chat line, to chat with you through our YouTube channel, to take your phone calls here on the radio station and to discuss the things that are important to you, which is your health, your vitality, your well-being, and what you can do for yourself and or possibly for your family or your loved ones, people in your community that you cherish and care about and want to see enjoy the quality of life that they can enjoy. Because as we know, our bodies are full of that latent intelligence and they can do amazing things with just a handful of nutritional assets. So I will remind you a couple things. drcarolyndeanlive.com is our radio show website. If you listen to the archive or the YouTube recording throughout the week and something's discussed that you have an additional question about, you can email questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, multiple questions at drcarolyndeanlive.com, and we'll answer those questions throughout the week. Lovely Melody Rose will help you with that. And the other thing is that if you want to call and talk today on the station, you are listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The call-in number is 646-558-8656. Again, that's 646-558-8656. And then we do have an ID number that you have to put in, which is on the screen. It's 883-695-3587, and then you press pound. And what we do on the show is we leave everybody's calls muted. So we don't take live calls in the first part of the show, and then toward the middle and then into the second hour, we start taking your calls. And we'll tell you how to access a live conversation with Dr. Dean once we do our opening statement. So here we are. That's my opening volley, Carolyn, and you must return back to me. Hello, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Yay!
Yay.
The children are still on vacation, so maybe next week we'll get our yay to start the show, but that does not deter us. Nothing will deter us from our mission to take over the world with REMAG. So off we go. We had a great show last week with our dear friend, Dr. Taylor Wallace, who headed our REMAG study at Purdue, and now it's branched off into several other universities. So we didn't really go over any mailbag or our opening announcements, which are refer your practitioner, please, so that many people can be helped with REMAG and our other incredible products. Use your referral candy to get your 15% discount when you refer a friend, and your friend gets the discount too. Get your blood testing done. This is so easy. It's a home blood test kit. You just prick your finger and squeeze your little tip of your finger onto a cardboard dot and mail away your test, and you get four different tests done. A whole blood RBC, TSH, a essential fatty acids, and a vitamin D. We're finding out that we have not been recommending enough vitamin D for our customers, so we want to correct that. And by doing this at a standardized lab, all the tests go to one lab. I have a much better sense of the results we're getting rather than all our customers doing tests in any of the 5,000 labs in the U.S. When you pay for your four tests, you get the equivalent of that amount in free products. So you're actually paying zero for your test. Our magnesium deficiency survey continues. It's approaching 50,000 people. And it's about people who answer whether or not they're experiencing anxiety, insomnia, cramps, heart palpitations, restless legs, headaches, and migraines. And it's huge. And the people experiencing anxiety, well, actually, that's jumped from 67% to 71%. And of course, that's with all the stress. Same with insomnia, 66 up to 71. We've got 59% cramps, 53% heart palpitations, 54% restless legs, and 40% headaches and migraines. Before COVID, before March the 1st, insomnia was 65%, and then it went to 74%. Anxiety was 67, and then it went to 74. Now it's averaging out. So seriously, it's proof that stress causes magnesium deficiency, and once people get on their REMAG, they feel much better. They can't change the world, but you can change your body. And what I'm going to add now, this is new, Ginny. I'm going to give some of the high points of our published nutrients article. It's in a very important journal called Nutrients. The title of our first published article is Circulating Ionized Magnesium as a Measure of Supplement Bioavailability. It's a preliminary study. We're going to be doing two and three more papers on this study. This was a placebo crossover blinded control study with REMAG and using ionized magnesium testing and comparing that to serum testing and urine magnesium. So what did we find? And you can hear the whole show with Taylor Wallace. That was just last week, and that date is, the 15th. And he spoke these words, I think. I got some of them from the article, the paper, and some of them from the show. Number one, ionized magnesium is the better marker. Serum magnesium has magnesium bound up and not usable. Ionized magnesium is the magnesium that is available for the body to use at the cellular level. Two, using a molecular size analyzer called a Malvern Zetasizer Nano ZS from the UK, we confirmed that the majority of the particle size of REMAG formulation was in the picometer range. The test was repeated three times because the doctors they couldn't believe that this liquid with the REMAG in it, or no, they tested the REMAG directly, excuse me. They couldn't believe that this liquid, they couldn't see anything because everything was so small. So with the size analyzer, they measured it as picometer in size, and it held up through three different testings. Number three, REMAG goes to the ionized magnesium state and is not bound. Its small size allows it to be absorbed higher up in the GI tract, and that's what allows it to not have a laxative effect. Now, the other two magnesium compounds that we will be comparing in our future studies, actually, a lot of it has been done. It's just been diverted a bit because of COVID quarantine. But magnesium citrate, magnesium oxide will eventually ionize somewhat, but they don't have as high an absorption efficiency because it has to be in the ionized state to get into the cells. And what happens when a compound breaks down into its ions, a magnesium ion and a citrate molecule, then pretty immediately, the magnesium, being highly reactive, will bind to something else, and it won't be able to be absorbed in the cells. REMAG is stabilized in the ionic form, so that allows it to be absorbed so beautifully. Number 5 point of 8 points, elevated ionized magnesium was measured within 2 to 4 hours in human subjects. This fluctuation with one single dose means that, this is what Dr. Wallace said, this fluctuation with one single dose of 1 teaspoon, 300 milligrams, means that you've got something really good going on here. Taylor said, I would not have anticipated mineral electrolytes changing with one single dose. So, I mean, they were so amazed by our REMAG and the study that they want to continue doing more studies because they see the benefits. Number six, clinical investigations have demonstrated that ionized magnesium, the ionized magnesium test, but not serum total magnesium, is depressed in a number of clinical conditions. So they're saying that in clinical conditions, serum magnesium will look okay, but ionized magnesium will be depressed. And since they don't use ionized magnesium testing, they're going to miss clinical conditions such as migraine, diabetes, asthma, and high-risk pregnancies. Number seven, a subclinical magnesium deficiency can occur when serum total magnesium levels are within the lower reference range. So again, with serum magnesium, you can have magnesium deficiency within what they are calling the normal range. So considerations based solely on serum total magnesium levels may not be sufficient for diagnosis of deficiency. And number eight, our findings of a more robust ionized magnesium response when compared to other magnesium biomarkers are similar to those reported by Altura et al. Now, I'm just mentioning that because I just think it's awesome that we're able to stand in the floodlights of Drs. Burton and Bella Altura. They've done more than 1,000 magnesium studies. Dr. Altura just emailed the other day saying that he's won some awards and is still going strong. And I told him, well, following in your footsteps, doing this ionized magnesium testing to define to the mineral community that ionized magnesium testing has to be done in order to diagnose the magnesium deficiency that is rampant in our population. It is a public health crisis, magnesium deficiency, but there's no good measure out there that's standardized and accepted by all to allow us to prove this. So I'll stop there before I go to our blog for the day, Why We Love Minerals. So I'll stop and ask Ginny her comments on what I've just said.
Yeah, great introduction. And those are the announcements for sure. We are busy, busy, busy. And it's it's wonderful. Absolutely. Perfect.
Good. Just to start off with a beautiful little testimonial. Pat says, REMAG controls my arrhythmias better than anything the doctors ever did. They entirely missed the importance of electrolytes. Thank you. Have a wonderful Monday. So Pat may be listening. And the blog that Jimmy sent out for the announcement of today's radio show is Why We Love Minerals. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like we've realized we have six minerals now. I know it's all about magnesium, but we have to balance them all. So we've got our REMAG, we've got our multiple mineral REMITE, we've got RECALCIA, PicoSilver, PicoPotassium, and PicoZinc. And the blog, which you find at drcarolindeanlive.com, I say, I've been talking about minerals not being in our food for many years, decades even, and the depleted soils and food processing means we have to supplement our minerals. And of course, minerals are extremely important. They're the building blocks of the whole body, structure and function of the body. Many, many doctors and nutritionists have talked about the importance of minerals. Many companies sell minerals, but they sell mineral compounds. And the point I was trying to make about our REMAX study is that by being in the stabilized ionic form, our minerals are absorbed. I mean, minerals are important. You take minerals. Yes, that's important. But what's most important is absorbing those minerals. So our minerals are stabilized ions of the element of elemental mineral, and they're well absorbed and they do their work. And what we came across lately with the COVID-19, we're talking about zinc here. Recently, zinc deficiency has come to the forefront of the public mind as it is an indicator for COVID-19 symptoms with a loss of taste and smell. And reciprocally, zinc has been added as part of the COVID treatment protocol in hospitals around the world. The next point, the Linus Pauling Institute reports that potassium is considered to be a nutrient of public health concern, according to the 2015 to 2020 dietary guidelines for Americans, since its underconsumption in the U.S. population is associated with adverse health effects. Third point, cardiovascular researcher Dr. James DiNicolantonio declared subclinical magnesium deficiency a principal driver of cardiovascular disease and a public health crisis. Next point, iodine deficiency is considered a global health crisis. Iodine is needed for the proper function of the thyroid, and the thyroid requires 8 additional minerals in order to create thyroid hormones. And the final major point, in 2017, I issued a call to action for the healthcare community declaring magnesium deficiency a public health crisis, citing 65 different health conditions that have magnesium deficiency at their epicenter. Just continuing on the blog, Unfortunately, the public gets mixed messages from doctors and hospitals about the importance of minerals. Widespread mineral deficiencies are often treated with drugs, not minerals. And if that seems counterintuitive, well, it is. So that means you'll have a symptom like a heart palpitation that begins as a tachycardia, which is definitely a magnesium deficiency. You'll be treated with a beta blocker for that instead of magnesium. It'll go on to like ectopic beats of palpitations, and that may be treated. But if it goes to atrial fibrillation, then you'll definitely get blood thinners and several drugs that actually create more magnesium deficiency. And if it is a magnesium deficiency, saturating yourself with REMAG will help. It does help. We've seen people helped. And it means to us they don't have a medical condition or a heart condition. They have a magnesium deficiency condition. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. The facts are that atrial fibrillation is treated with magnesium in hospitals. When people have surgeries, they can develop atrial fibrillation because the surgery, the stress of surgery depletes so much magnesium. And it's so bad that some hospitals give people beta blockers as a preventative of heart palpitations during surgery. But that definitely has its own side effects. Continuing on the blog, in addition to ignoring the consistent daily requirement for proper mineralization, many healthcare practitioners are quick to overlook the effects of dehydration. For example, a dehydrated body is a sick body, yet diuretic drugs are still the first treatment of choice for newly diagnosed hypertension. And it just makes no sense to me. They tell people to not drink too much. They give them a diuretic to squeeze out more fluid, make you go to the bathroom more. And these drugs themselves deplete magnesium and potassium. So they may tell you to take potassium, but they never tell you to take magnesium. And this, terribly ironically, your minerals in your cells, in order to work, require water. And a good amount of water. That's why I start everybody's protocol with measure your body weight in pounds, divide that amount in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day. And in each liter of that drinking water, put a quarter teaspoon of a good sea salt that has some color in it, which means they haven't processed out the minerals. Continuing the blog. A properly calibrated daily intake of magnesium and potassium along with an infusion of clear, clean, sea-salted water is the body's natural design for balancing blood pressure and is beneficial for all systems in the body. So, yes, we love our minerals, and we get a number of questions, blog questions. Let me go to Ben to answer probably questions that are percolating on the call-in. So someone, who is this? Brenda is saying, I take approximately 600 milligrams of magnesium a day, yet still have some restless leg syndrome symptoms appearing at night. I understand how these symptoms could present when I've eaten gluten or something sugar-laden, but I'm confused about why I go through so much magnesium on a daily basis. So 600 milligrams, I don't even think that's enough for the RDA. They say the RDA is 350 to 400 milligrams. 100 years ago, we were getting 500 milligrams in our diet. We're lucky to get 200 now. And for the magnesium deficiency that we've lived with for decades, personally, I had to take 1,200 milligrams for a year and a half before my heart palpitations went away. So, Brenda, it may not be enough. I mean, you're still having symptoms. They are better. So it indicates that your body needs more. And it may be that it also needs potassium. It may be that it also needs the REMAG with those 12 minerals. And yes, the sugar will make things a bit more upset, and gluten as well. But personally, I would be taking 3 teaspoons of REMAG and looking at the potassium that you're taking in your diet. You have to look at my Pico Potassium book and look up an app. You can use it on your computer or on your cell phone to find out how much potassium you're getting every day. Next question. Is there a best natural source of the minerals we need? So yes, Paul, I've been talking about that already. The minerals in the stabilized ionic form that we have at RNAreset.com. Absolutely being proven scientifically that they are absorbed dramatically and never been seen before in the research laboratory. We're scaring our scientists with our REMAG. A question about thyroid. Jolene says you mentioned iodine and 8 minerals in the correct doses. Could you elaborate and give a breakdown for a properly functioning thyroid? That you will get in my thyroid book. It might be called Reset Your Thyroid, I forget, but it's one of the 17 free downloads at DrCarolynDeanLive.com, and I go through all the 9 minerals that the thyroid requires and why. And in terms of the amounts, I use my decades of knowledge of minerals and put in low doses. You do not need high doses of minerals, except for REMAG, magnesium. You don't need high doses when you have the stabilized ions of these minerals. And what the body will do is it'll utilize the amount of minerals it requires. Otherwise, I mean, we get into so many problems with calcium, for example. We should only be taking about 600 milligrams of calcium a day, mostly in the diet. If we take more than that of calciums that are compound, they'll actually precipitate in our tissues and joints, in our arteries. So we do have to be careful of over mineralization, especially with calcium. Now, this is a specific question, but I'll try to answer it. I wish to take potassium supplements. I'm 76-year-old male. I have heart conduction problems, right bundle branch block, and LAFB, left anterior F block. So what branch blocks are, branch blocks are, is the heart develops its heartbeat from the atrium, from the top of the heart, going down into the ventricles. LAFB is left anterior fascicular block. And for some reason, in some people, there's a block so that the beat doesn't go from the atrium to the ventricles. Now, magnesium is helpful in some of these cases. Marcus is asking, would potassium be contraindicated? I couldn't find any studies to say there was a contraindication. I'm sure high doses of intravenous potassium would cause an effect, but I would look at my potassium levels, make sure they're high, normal. I would look at my dietary intake of potassium if that's low, and if the blood potassium is not high normal, I would be thinking about taking extra potassium, or at the very least, talking to your doctor about it. Next question. I've been an ardent fan of yours for 2 years now. I take REMAG consistently, though I did drop from 3 teaspoons to 2 a day to save money. I recently had a session with an extremely detailed medical intuitive who told me I was not absorbing enough magnesium. She suggested at least 3 teaspoons, so I decided to go up to 4 teaspoons a day, and the difference has been amazing. My spine, which is often tight and achy and in spasm and generally irritable has been symptom-free for weeks. The same person, this medical intuitive, told me my parathyroid gland was completely dysfunctional and had been that way for most of my life. Now, let me just look here, because this person said that the symptoms of her spine and back were DISH, diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis. So what that means is there's a bony hardening of ligaments in areas where these ligaments attach to the spine. So that's like a calcification in those ligaments causing the pain. So this is where I was talking about in people who take calcium or have a condition of calcification, which is what parathyroidism is. Hyperparathyroid will cause the body to hold on to too much calcium, and then it deposits in the wrong places. Conchetta is continuing that. I understand parathyroids distribute minerals to the body. It's mostly calcium that it tries to balance. 5 years ago, an Australian healer told me I was severely mineral deficient, that my body wasn't transporting or absorbing minerals. This person told me the test might come back normal, which it did, but I should insist on other means of testing other than blood work. There seems to be some overlap between my DISH disease and parathyroid disease, which causes excess calcium in the body and osteoporosis. I'm wondering if this is a subject you have addressed on your show or if you know of some resources. So what you do for that, Conchetta, is go to our customer service support at rnareset.com and ask for the excerpt called Elevated Calcium and Hyperparathyroidism from my Magnesium Miracle book. Is that the beginning title? Yes, it's I don't know what chapter it is, but the parathyroids are very important in maintaining calcium balance. And if an adult has an elevated calcium, they should get an ultrasound for their parathyroids in the neck, and I'm just trying to find that cutoff amount. I'm not finding it here. The amount of calcium is in the high normal, like it can be in the quote normal range, but if it's high normal, then it's important to get an ultrasound of the thyroid glands in the neck. They're hiding in and around the thyroid. And if the parathyroids have developed a little benign growth, they can be creating too much parathyroid hormone, holding on to too much calcium, and then causing a problem with calcification. And the symptoms you're describing do indicate that you are holding on too much calcium. Magnesium, the REMAG magnesium, will help dissolve calcium that's in the wrong places. It's not going to dissolve the calcium in your bones. So get that excerpt, that support at rnareset.com, Conchetta, and get back to us if you have questions. The next question. Okay, this is a good one, and we've probably answered most of this. I'm getting really confused with Dr. Dean's new products lately, Recalcia, Pico Potassium, and now Pico Zinc. It seems logical that my husband and I need more calcium, even with our consumption of dairy products, so I ordered Recalcia, ditto for the Pico Potassium, because at 4,700 milligrams of our daily requirement, we're never going to meet that with our food intake. Now with the Pico Zinc, I'm reluctant to order it. we are getting a little zinc in our remite. If it is a trace mineral, maybe all we need is a trace. Okay, so let me answer that first off. The zinc that we have, the Pico zinc, was initiated by the viral epidemics that we're going to be undergoing. And I'm saying that they are going to be ongoing because we've been so scared out of our minds about COVID-19 that in the fall, when the regular flu season starts, everybody's going to panic and think they have COVID-19 again. And it could be just the seasonal flu. And what you can do with Pico zinc is take a little bit extra, a little bit on top of your remite every day in viral season. And I suppose you could say viral season is right now. A half a teaspoon is 20 milligrams, so it's very concentrated. And a quarter teaspoon is 10. I'm telling people to take an eighth to a quarter teaspoon. That's 15 to 30 drops every day extra on top of their remite. When I always take more than I tell people to, just to test. And I took some, couple of doses of Pico zinc, and I had a Herxheimer die-off. I was sweating from my scalp to my toes. I got nauseous and vomited, and I had diarrhea. You know, a minute before, I was perfectly healthy. So I had a detox reaction, a Herxheimer reaction. I must have killed off every virus in my body with that Pico zinc. So I know it works. I'm not asking you to take large amounts. We're being very careful about this and telling people to just to take an eighth to a quarter teaspoon every day on top of the 6 milligrams you're getting with your remite. If you're taking your 1.5 teaspoons, then maybe the total you want a day is about, 10 to 15 milligrams. And you have your zinc in your you have your copper in your remite to balance off the zinc. So Rita continues, my concern after reading the Magnesium Miracle is that by taking all these supplements, even in ionic form, our minerals may become unbalanced. Dr. Dean made it very clear in her book that the balance between these key minerals, including sodium, is very important. Yes, yes, I'm glad you mentioned sodium, Rita, because that's why I say to drink sea salted water, quarter teaspoon in every liter of water you drink. So she finishes, how can we know whether we're not disturbing the balance by taking these supplements? Okay, where I'm coming from, Rita, is that I've been at this for over 50 years. So I do know the amounts of minerals to take. I know about the balance between zinc and copper. I know that you only need 600 milligrams of calcium. I know that some people need up to 1,200 or even more milligrams of Remag magnesium. And we know from our customer feedback, and I know from my decades working with patients, what happens if you don't get these minerals in balance. For example, with potassium, we've been telling people for years, you have to cook your potassium broth and make sure you're eating a lot of vegetables, but then we're getting into so much keto and paleo and even carnivore diet, you're not getting your potassium anymore. So that's where the Pico potassium comes in. So there a lot of thought has gone into making these minerals. Everything makes scientific and common sense the way we're recommending the minerals, the Remag, the Remite, the Recalcia, Pico potassium, and then the Pico zinc is for immune boosting. And it's going to do a lot of other things. When you read about zinc in the Total Body Immunity book that I have coming out, what will that be? Number 18, Ginny? You'll understand that when you take a mineral like zinc, you're going to be affecting everything else in the body. I think zinc has 200 or 300 enzyme systems that it works with, so it's pretty active. Ginny, when she first began taking her zinc, a facial skin rash she'd had for over a year and done everything for, cleared up within a few days of zinc. So we want you to keep track of what goes on when you start taking new minerals. I do have just a few more things, Ginny, I'll save till later. So I'll go over to you now and see if I've covered everything.
Ah, very good. Excellent presentation of information, Carolyn, and a very good response to the email asking about minerals, because I think that's what everybody starts to come to is, you know, and we like to get our answers, boom, boom, you know, oh, well, I was taking Remite, I thought I had it all. And you do, but you may need more. So that's great. Absolutely great. And so many people have had a tremendous success with the potassium already, which is very gratifying to know, because that's difficult to get in the diet, that amount every single day. And our product is so fantastic for that. So thank you. Now we're still working with everybody reorienting themselves to our new radio network. And we've got people on YouTube, but I can't seem to find them. And I sent a message to Bob, to the producer, to ask him if he could send me the link to the YouTube live or post it on the chat line so that others can find it. We do have callers waiting, and so we'll do the same thing we did before, which is star nine on your keypad. We'll let you unmute or wave your hand, and then I'll know that you're here and you want to talk with Dr. Dean, and then we can take some phone calls if we have people who are interested in chitty chatting, again by hitting star nine on their keypad. And then we've got our chat line, so you can participate here on the chat line, and you can also participate on YouTube, and I just have to find where our YouTube is, and then I'll be able to get in there too. So as we make this transition, we'll just continue to work with all these different dynamics. So right now I don't have any calls and I don't have any questions on the chat because people, I think, are still figuring that out, Carolyn.
Yes, and what phone number do people call into? I'll get my Bob to go over to Achieve Radio and give that number into the chat line over there in case they're stuck over at our old station.
Okay, the number they call is 646-558-8656, and then they have to type in an ID number to get into our station, and that's 8836-953587, and press star. So again, the ID, 8836. Oh, put it on the chat. I'll type it in on the chat. That's a good idea. Okay, so I'll put it on the chat, and I want to say about the new number is we're also working on getting just a single call-in number, because all these numbers is a lot to announce on the radio station when people are, sometimes they're listening in their car or they're all kinds of different places, and then we want them to be able to concentrate on what they're doing and not have to dial a bunch of numbers to find us. So anyway, we're working on that. So I'm typing that in right now, Bob, so you can get it, and others. Again, and it'll go into the chat line. So that's where we are, Carolyn, as we meander our way through this.
Let me just go to the mailbag that I have here, because, I mean, we have so much information. It is quite incredible. But first of all, let me ask, Jenny, what did you think of the study notes that I made? Did they make sense, or do you think it was too detailed, too much detail for folks to pick up on?
Well, it is a very detailed situation, so I think in order to have the veracity of the truth of what it really accomplished, you do have to be technical. I mean, this is a human biological research study on people participating with our product, which is also very technical. And it's funny, we have people push back on us all the time that the idea of a picometer is just, that's just a marketing scam, you know? And here we are at Purdue University paying them to run this stuff through their big psychotrom or whatever big, you know, thing they're doing over there.
Go ahead. Yeah, there's Zetazizer. They're Malvern Zetazizer Nano ZS, of course.
Of course. And tell us that, yes, it's not a marketing gag. It's a true thing, you know, and the body's a true thing. So I think it's important that people know really the detail that we went to verify that the things that we do intuitively and instinctively because of the design of the product that we're supposed to happen in are actually happening. So I think it's good.
Yeah. Excellent. Yes. I'll probably edit it down a bit and say some of those words before every show because we are committed to doing the science, doing the research, and this business about proving that the ionized magnesium testing is far superior to the serum magnesium testing is vital. I mean, people are dying because they're not getting proper magnesium testing. They're getting a serum magnesium testing of a bound magnesium that's always going to look stable and being told, well, your magnesium is fine. Take this drug. And lo and behold, you know, they have a magnesium deficiency that's killing them. And then the drug depletes more magnesium. That's the bummer of the whole situation. Okay, so let me say some more words with questions and testimonials. A customer wrote to us and said that she has trouble detoxing because she has an MTHFR of a certain type. And what I, you know, we answered her back and everything, and I think she's taking the Realign. Certainly a lot of our MTHFR customers are doing Realign, and they're doing really well with it because it's methylated and food-based. It's not high-potency synthetic. So it's being very helpful for these methylation pathways, which actually, sidebar, are an indication of magnesium and mineral deficiencies. If your methylation pathways aren't working, magnesium deficiency can be implicated. And so the indication to me is not being able to activate methylation pathways means that people do have to take some form of methylated nutrient, which is what we have with our Realign methyl bees. And that's why Realign has been so helpful. I guess we can't really talk about that. It's like we're trying to treat a disease, but it was just an indication to me that when people say they're having trouble detoxing, and how many times have we heard customers say, well, when I take nutrients, when I try to go on a yeast diet, you know, when I mix things up a bit, then I get really sick, as if my body is detoxing too much. So it's like the toxins build up, their liver detoxification pathways can't meet the demand, and they feel terrible in the sense of headaches, mucous membrane irritation, or even cold or flu symptoms, gut symptoms. So trouble detoxifying, if people tell us that, and if they haven't had the genetic testing, not that I really don't agree with a lot of this genetic testing, because it makes people feel that they it's impossible for them to heal because it's in their genes, and we've all been told that genes are forever, whereas what we know is genes are modified with the cofactors in the body, which are vitamins and minerals. So anyway, a lot of words, let me go on to the next point. All this business about viruses had me thinking about what some people say about viruses. They're just too small. They're just, you know, they're really not infecting cells. They're not a real true living organism. What viruses do is replicate inside cells, and the immune system attacks the foreign viral proteins. And it's the immune system's reaction that causes symptoms, and it's the immune suppressed or the immune hyperreactive person who can get really sick. Because what have they been saying about COVID? Mainly that it's the buildup and buildup of inflammatory products, the histamines buildup, the mucus floods, the lungs, all these reactions of an immune system that's trying to get rid of these billions and trillions of foreign viral proteins. So I don't know if that makes sense, Jenny. I mean, that's what I'm gleaning from knowing that these viruses are just tiny little particles that get into your cells and make use of our own RNA and DNA to multiply and replicate. And then it's the excess of foreign material that's produced that the body is trying to attack and get rid of. And that's where nutrients come in so handy, the zinc to stop the replication, the vitamin C to deal with the inflammation, the magnesium to deal with the inflammation and act as an antiviral. So what do you think of those words?
I love when the COVID first came out and you made your presentation about the GPTAs and how the magnesium is on the outside of the cell as a cofactor with that those proteins acting as gatekeepers and preventing the virus from coming in and stealing the DNA to replicate itself, because that's what it's looking for. It's looking for a host cell to bust into, like breaking into your house. And it reminded me of a scripture in the Bible that says that, you know, the thief is waiting to come in and to, you know, break into the house, but that the strong man can be bound and, you know, the cell can be protected. And then the thief can't get in. And that's the role of magnesium to protect that as an antiviral. I mean, I think that's powerful because the minute I heard that, I knew nobody on our staff was going to get sick. I knew it because everybody's so saturated with magnesium. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. One other little testimonial, and it looks like we're coming up to the break, top of the hour, Jenny, right?
Yes, we are. Yep, we are.
This is very short, actually. Sandy is saying, thank you so very much. Your products and education have literally changed our lives. Bless you. So we'll go out with that glowing announcement.
That was very quick. That might have been too quick. We might have another minute.
Okay, so in the second hour, I mainly have a teaching case, but that's all I've got. So you're going to have to interview me about something if we don't have chat questions or phone calls.
Okay, well, we will definitely be able to do it. Here we go with our break.
Back with hour two of the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders, right after this brief station break. Mm-hmm. can also get updates and resources online by visiting drcarolyndean.com. That's drcarolyndean.com.
Did you know there are 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency? Magnesium deficiency is a public health crisis growing in scope and proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean, author of The Magnesium Miracle, has identified over 65 health conditions associated with magnesium deficiency, 100 factors that lead to magnesium deficiency, and 24 reasons why magnesium deficiency occurs. Order The Magnesium Miracle today at Amazon.com and learn how to remedy this pervasive condition.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD-ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Natural health, vitality, and well-being. Yes, everyone wants it, but not everyone is sure how to achieve it. Dr. Carolyn Dean's Completement Formulas are more than just dietary supplements. They're whole foods and picometer minerals designed to complete your nutrition, not just supplement it. Experience the difference Dr. Dean's formulas make. Visit RNAReset.com to learn more. That's RNAReset.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. With more than 40 years at the forefront of holistic studies, Omega is known the world over as a trusted source for integrated approaches to personal growth and social change. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.